The point is, you don't have to be a perfect person to live for God. And not only that, there's always going to be something in your life that's going wrong. Like, your life's never going to be perfect. And some people, the reason why they're so unhappy is because they're trying to have a perfect life, and they're unhappy because they always feel like they're almost there, and then something goes wrong. You know, I'm just about to turn the corner financially. It's round. You're in a round room trying to turn the corner. All right? There's no corner. And here's the thing. I guarantee this, and I'm not trying to just be a downer. I guarantee this. When you turn the corner financially and you're like, man, my finances are great, then your health will go bad. Or your relationships will go bad. Or your job will go bad or something. Why? Because our life is never going to be perfect. So you have to learn, like the Apostle Paul said, in whatsoever state you are, therewith to be content. You've got to learn to be content. Don't just be like, oh, man, once I get my finances straightened out, then I'll be happy. Once I can get my marriage straightened out, then I'll be happy. Once I can get my wayward children straightened out and on track, then I'll be happy. Once I can get my church, man, if I could just get in the right church, if I could just get in a church that's preaching the truth, man, then everything's going to be great. Yeah, except what about all the people that are in a great church and still whining about something else and complaining and murmuring? Why? Because there are two kinds of people in this world, people that are content and people that are not content. Amen. It has nothing to do with their circumstances. If you're the Apostle Paul, you can be content in jail. You can be content in a shipwreck. You can be content in any situation because he said, I've learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. And then other people, you can give them all these luxuries and they're always going to find something wrong with it. Well, but, you know, look at Haman. Haman's the perfect example in the book of Esther. He's got 10 sons. He's got riches, power, fame, honor. And he literally says, well, none of this availeth me anything as long as I see Mordecai the Jew, you know, not bowing to me. So it's like one thing in his life just negates all the good things for him. And you know what? People are like that. Everything's great in their life. It's just, oh, my finances. It's like, what about your health? You're in perfect health. What about your wonderful wife? What about your wonderful children? You know, or it's just like, oh man, my marriage. Hey, are you saved? Are you going to heaven? Amen. Don't seek to have a perfect life because you're going to be a super unhappy person since it's never going to happen. You're chasing something that doesn't exist. No one's life is perfect. No one's. And the people that you envy, because all you see is what they post on Facebook, where they really polish the apple and paint a really rosy picture, guess what? You don't see all the ugly things in their life. I guarantee you that they're there. Everybody has bad things and pain and suffering and just problems. And if it's not relationships, if it's not family, if it's not finance, it's always going to be something. Now, you say, well, I don't know. I know some people, they just seem like they're always happy and everything's... It's not because their life's perfect. It's because they've learned in whatsoever state they're in to be content. That's why they're always jovial and happy and they seem like everything's going great. Because you know what? To them, it is going great because they're just focusing on all the good things.